Have you stood in line to gain entrance into a movie theater, paid top dollar for a ticket, stood in another line to purchase a wax paper cup filled with a semi-flat, not-so-cold soda for way too much money, and then found your seat and waited for that magic moment when the theater darkens and the trailers start to run before the main feature, only to see an advertisement for a cell phone or a car cover the screen? The audience always boos. Companies are relentless in their pursuit of connecting you with their product. They are like Terminators. They will not stop ever. In advertising, it seems that nothing, nowhere, and no one is safe, sacred, or spared. In the summer of 2005, Carolyn Smith auctioned her forehead as permanent advertising space on eBay. GoldenPalace.com bought the space for a mere $10,000, and dear Carolyn got the domain name tattooed on her forehead in one-inch high letters. I wonder what company will be the first to get their logo on the uniform of a prison inmate who goes to the lethal injection chamber. At some point, perhaps the military could sew patches of company logos on the fatigues of their troops. A rockin' Exxon patch would look pretty cool. Innovative, crass, and without shame, advertisers have turned predatory, and we are their prey. So what can you do besides screen your calls, delete their incoming emails, and try to live your life as some company's target demographic? Well, at least someone's thinking of you, so you never have to feel that you're alone in the world. Your friends might not ask you to come with them when they go out, but chances are someone is concerned that you're not getting the mortgage rate you deserve. And there's at least a few hundred beautiful women who want to hear from you right now. So you have that going for you. So cheer the fuck up and order now!